10 o'clock here on KOIN in Portland, where CBS News and the CBS Radio Mystery Theater are next. 10 o'clock. Oh, CBS, where are you? Well, folks, stand by. Having apparently some line difficulties from New York, CBS should be along any minute. Wrong again. Let's check some local news. When the price of wheat shot up last year, many farmers planted the land that they had at that time in grain. Now, at harvest time, there's no place to put it. Grain elevators are packed balloon tight with the stuff, and in many places, it's being stored on the ground. In addition, ships are slow to come and get it, which means problems for operators of port storage facilities. Many farmers are reluctant to sell, hoping the price will raise. And many foreign countries are reluctant to take delivery or buy, apparently hoping it will drop. In the meantime, it's being stored on the ground, and the projected 180 million bushel harvest is only half over. Elevator operators say if rain hits the wheat stored on the ground, it will damage it. The top layers that will get wet will then have to be thrown out or salvaged as livestock feeds. Corvallis Marine and his wife were found murdered yesterday in their home in Beaufort, South Carolina. Dead is 20-year-old Private Robert Schoen and his 19-year-old wife, Margaret. Each had been shot once. Their bodies were found slumped over a couch in the Schoen's home. Schoen was assigned to the air station in Beaufort. Another Marine was critically wounded. Police say he apparently is the only witness. Oregon's political leadership had generally good things to say today about the choice of Nelson Rockefeller as vice president. Governor McCaul said Rockefeller was his first choice, too, and that the Ford-Rockefeller combination would provide dynamism and togetherness needed to make progress possible. John Dellenbach said he has a feeling of confidence in the presidency and vice presidency for the first time since he came to Congress. Senator Mark Hatfield called the nominee without equal in terms of experience and involvement. Senator Bob Packwood also approved of the appointment, but said the nominee should either disclose all of his wealth or put it in a blind trust. In other news, a panel of three federal judges promised a decision soon on the question of children in agricultural fields. An Oregon strawberry farmer, Larry Kelly, is asking that a federal law barring children under 12 from working in most fields be declared unconstitutional because it does not apply equally to all farms. He got a temporary injunction against the law last spring, allowing Oregon strawberry farmers to use children this year. Arguments were presented at a one-hour hearing here in Portland. State Senator William Holmstrom said today that criticism against him is based on bad information and political persecution by State Senator Betty Roberts and the press. Criticism of Holmstrom includes charges that reports on Democratic caucus funds weren't filed on time and that he was instrumental in having the state insurance program for alcoholism made retroactive to a time when he was treated for it. Holmstrom denies both charges and claims that State Senator Betty Roberts is out to get him. He said her former press aide, Huntley Collins, wrote one of the elections division stories for the Oregonian, where Collins now works. Both Roberts and the Oregonian's managing editor, J. Richard Noakes, denied that Collins has any connection now with Roberts. She was assigned to the Holmstrom story by editor Bill Hilliard, Noakes says. Roberts said her own interest in the caucus funds issue was to get to the truth as to how they were used. She says she has no other interest in Holmstrom. Holmstrom had been running unopposed, but a Washington County Republican, Charles Hanlon, has mounted a petition drive to get on the ballot. A legislative subcommittee says it will back a bill in the next legislature to license and regulate auto mechanics and salespeople in Oregon. Under the proposed bill, mechanics would be required to keep records of the work they did and to give binding estimates for work. If dealers or mechanics were found to have committed fraud, gross negligence, or to have made misleading statements, their licenses could be revoked. Gubernatorial candidates Victor Attia, a Republican, and Democrat Robert Straub agreed in a head-to-head meeting today that land use planning should be done at the governmental basis closest to the people. But they were apart on what land use planning should be. Straub said Oregon will grow no matter what and that land use planning is a valid function of government. Attia said it is a delicate balance between the rights of private ownership and responsibility to the public. The two talked at a land use planning meeting here in Portland. The Oregon Liquor Control Commission today approved a plan by a Portland hotel to serve drinks on buses today. The Benson Hotel will be able to lubricate sports fans on the buses it charters to games. The hotel will pay a fee of $25 for each day the license is needed. Sewage problems have caused temporary closure of Beachside State Park near Waltport. The park has 80 campsites and uses septic tanks. The system has failed and sewage is being deposited on the beach. Park officials said the park will be reopened as soon as possible. In other news this evening, the fire scene was quiet in Oregon's forests today, with the state forestry officials reporting only 8 man-caused blazes. Those fires, which destroyed only 1 acre, are all currently under control. The state chairman of the Coalition for Nuclear Arms Reduction says if people demonstrate an urgency on results, accord can be reached in the Strategic Arms Limitation Talks, or SALT. Donald Whitmore made that comment here in Portland, while here to gain support for the group's project and to plan meetings of local communities. Whitmore, assistant military analyst for the Boeing Aerospace Company in Seattle, says we have a good opportunity to reach a compromise with the Soviets. Divers had no success this day in searching Neatarts Bay Channel for a Lake Oswego man who apparently drowned while diving along on August 11th. 25-year-old Ernest Euler was last seen at Neatarts boat landing in the afternoon of that day. Weather for Portland, Vancouver, fair tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday with some morning clouds, lows in the mid-50s, highs near 80 degrees, light winds, rain chance 10%. Currently, we have 64 degrees.
I'm Joseph Campanella. I'm an actor. But I'd like to speak to you now as a citizen about Operation Moneyback. Several major drug companies allegedly overcharged all of us for commonly prescribed antibiotics. Now we'll be able to get our money back. As a result of a U.S. District Court-approved settlement, nearly $25 million will be paid to consumers. If you haven't already, you'll soon receive a form in the mail from the State Attorney General. Take a moment, read it, then fill it out. If you use the drugs, you'll get money back. No written proof of purchase is necessary if total purchases were less than $150. Operation Money Back means more than money, though. It means the future of consumer rights for generations to come. So stake your claim. There's more than money at stake.
It's 10:07.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... G. Marshall, and fasten your seatbelt for a breathtaking journey into the vast, mysterious, hidden recesses of your own imagination. Men who have a reputation for telling the truth are universally respected and admired. But on closer examination, you're apt to discover that they have been showered with accolades after they die. What the habitual truth teller is usually showered with during his lifetime is most often abuse. And it's understandable. In many cases, to tell the truth is to rock the boat. And why do that? Especially when the boat is warm and dry, while the water is cold and wet.
Elwood? Elwood, you come out here.
You want me, George?
What are you trying to pull?
I don't understand.
You refuse to sign a safety certificate for the cable car. Why?
Because it isn't safe.
That's a lie.
I have a job to do.
You know the investment we have here.
I'm sorry, George.
It runs into millions.
I said I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're not. You're not nearly as sorry as you're going to be.
Ah!
drama, A Preview of Death, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Russell Horton. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Excuse me, sir, but do you know what happens this time of year?
Right on, pal. I happen to know that right about now a freak blizzard falls on Dumont, New Jersey, and they're snowed in for the rest of the summer. Happens every year.
No. You see, what happens this time of year is that you can get a particularly good deal on what is perhaps the most luxurious mid-sized car on the market, the mid-sized Buick Century Regal.
Well, what good's a car when you're hopelessly snowed in?
Well, that's a point.
Once upon a time, there came to pass a new law, and great changes came over the people. They were happy and busied themselves at work they enjoyed. They were kind to the earth, and it gave back to them. No one had to lock doors or put fences around their land. Everyone had enough to eat. The sick and the aged were cared for. The people stood proud and tall.
In the land of make-believe, there were no poor. The Campaign for Human Development is working to make the same thing happen in our real world.
Campaign for Human Development. United States Catholic Conference.
Hey, we're the Action Corps. See, we contribute more.
Cheese for the teamwork of our crew.
Aye, 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 beans are high.
Oh, oughtn't you apply?
Now that we need you.
A, C,
D. We could go on all day.
Action is VISTA, the Peace Corps, RSPP, SCORE, and other volunteer programs that are helping people to help themselves. If you are trained in a skill or just have a little love to share, Action needs you.
Yeah, baby. Action really needs you.
Don't crawl under a rock. Get into action.
Oh, yeah.
This is the public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
Fantasy has become a most saleable item, and you can buy just about any fantasy you want. There are places that create the illusion of tropical jungles, complete with roaming animals. You can roam through realistic replicas of the past and relive the lives of earlier Americans. There are enchanted presentations of the magic world of fairy tales. And we are about to regale you with Helvetia. Helvetia, high in the Rocky Mountains, is a faithful reproduction of a tiny Swiss village. The young ladies who work there look like Heidi. The men know how to yodel. And there are chalets and cheeses and wonderful skiing. Indeed, everything you would expect to find in a Swiss resort. There's even a cable car suspended high above the valley. And we're about to get on board.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Now, you don't have to worry about your baggage or your skis. Everything will be taken off the bus and delivered to your chalet. And once we get you transported to Helvetia, the cable car will come back for your things. All right, now step aboard, please. Folks, you don't want to be late for dinner. This way, please. All right, there's a seat for everyone. Just step inside. Now, madam, you're really going to enjoy this. Once you tried it, you'll never be able to get enough. Oh, Jerry, is this it? 12? Okay, button her up. Okay, folks, we're off. A magic Swiss village in the good old USA. Those of you on the left side of the car can see fantastic Helvetia nestling in the valley just at the foot of that great peak which we call William Tell Mountain. Now this cable car is the only means of entering or leaving. We will travel for approximately 1.5 miles suspended above the ground. And We are now at our greatest altitude, 7,436 feet.
Oh, my
goodness. Now, I am often asked, what would we do if the cable breaks? I don't know what you would do, folks, but I'd scream. But seriously, folks, there is absolutely no chance of that cable breaking or of any other kind of accident whatsoever. Why, this cable car is a triumph of modern science. Here we are, folks.
Oh.
In healthy ship, safe and sound.
Isn't that...
All right, thank you, folks. Step lively now, you'll miss dinner.
Oh,
Duke?
Wait, say, Elwood.
Going back?
Right now.
Glad I caught you.
Why, you leaving town?
No, it's time to inspect the car.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir. Throw her into gear. Let's go.
Well, you don't have to go. Here, let me take the car from behind the glass, and you can just initial it.
Well, I'll initial it after the inspection, huh?
Look, Elwood,
what?
You're new on the job.
That's why I want to do it right.
Yeah, well, old man Fowler, he's been a county engineer since maybe the year one. Before he got pensioned off, he just used to initial the card every month.
He did?
Yeah, after all, what could be wrong with the car?
Well, that's why the law requires a periodic inspection to find out.
Okay, Elwood. Be my guest.
Duke, you notice an increase in vibration?
No. She'd be the same as always.
It just seems to me that...
Well, I ought to know. I ride her all the time.
Well, we'll see.
Elwood? Elwood, are you even trying to suggest that maybe there could be something wrong?
It's possible.
What? What'd you say?
You asked me. I told you.
Yeah, but... Well, what could be wrong? We're forever checking on the car, the cable, the machinery. I mean, you name it, we do it. This car, it's our bread and butter.
But it has nothing to do with the car or the cable or the machinery.
What can you be talking about?
The mountain.
The mountain? What do you mean, the mountain? How can something be wrong with a mountain?
Elwood, had your dinner?
Sure.
What a mob. We're completely sold out.
Business is good.
Oh, I tell you, Elwood, we none of us ever dreamed we could make such a go of this place. Look at this stack of reservations. Where are we going to put all these people? You going to spend the night, Elwood?
If it's convenient.
How could it be inconvenient?
I do have to be at Sadler's Hall before noon tomorrow.
Oh, George isn't here. He's in Denver on business. But he's taking the first plane out. He'll want to see you first thing.
All right.
I hope you don't mind me coming up to your room.
Seems like old times. After all, when I was little, the day couldn't officially end until Big Sister came up to say goodnight.
Well, it's the only quiet place in the hotel. I have to work on these reservations.
You want me to help you?
Yeah, grab a handful. You separate them into single girls, single guys, couples, families.
Sure.
Oh, Elwood... George said to make sure you wouldn't leave till he speaks to you.
Okay.
He had a phone call from Duke, and, Duke was very upset.
Yeah, I know.
What's it about?
You know, the inspection certificate on the cable car.
Oh?
Yeah, I had to sign it.
So?
I inspected the car today, and I didn't sign it.
You didn't?
I couldn't.
But if there's something wrong with the car, we can get it fixed.
No, it can't be fixed.
Let me get this straight. Are you telling me that you won't sign that inspection certificate no-how?
Yes, I guess I am.
Oh, well, then that means we won't be able to use the cable car?
Yes.
But how are people going to get in and out of Helvetia?
I understand the problem.
No,
but
Elwood, I'm afraid you don't understand. George and I and the other people, we've sunk every nickel we had in the world in here. And the work, oh, Lord, the toil, the sweat, and yes, the blood that went into making this place. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Muriel, I know what this place means to you and to everybody.
I spoke out of turn. You are, after all, an official of the government.
Just a county engineer.
You have a duty to perform. You swore an oath, and there shouldn't be any other considerations.
Muriel, I don't know what to do. I mean it. I just don't know what to do.
He's crazy, that boy. He's out of his mind.
Please, George.
I went ahead and got him that job.
George.
Well, I did. I went and put in a word for him. Without me...
That's true, but...
But what?
Well, you talk as if he's working for you.
Well, he is. He's working for me, for Helvetia.
No, he's working for the county.
Well, by God, what's the county? Helvetia's the county. What else has the county got? What else is with a dam in the county? Muriel, we have to have that cable car. There's no two ways about it. We've got to have that cable car.
All right, George. Maybe we will. After all...
After all what?
Well, he really hasn't made up his mind yet.
Well, what's there to think about?
His job, his duty, his oath of office.
Oh, come on, Muriel. Don't hand me that.
Well, if the car were dangerous, would you want him to okay it?
Now, what kind of a question is that?
I think it's a legitimate question.
It's a stupid question.
Why?
Well, because it's... It's impossible for something to be wrong with that car, with the apparatus, with any detail of the operation.
Why?
Well, you know how we worry over it, as if it were a watch. Now, where is he?
Well, he'll be down any minute. He didn't get much sleep all night. I know he's been worried.
Well, he doesn't have to be worried about anything. All he has to do is use his common sense.
George, don't say any more.
Oh, I haven't even begun yet. Has this boy forgotten what he owes me? For you? Us?
That's not the issue.
No? Well, who raised the boy? You did. Who sent him to college? I did. I didn't make an engineer out of him so that he could come back here and drive me out of business, did I?
George, do something that doesn't always come easy to you. Just shut up. When he comes down, please don't discuss it.
Don't discuss it? Why do you think I got on a plane 5 o'clock this morning to get here?
But don't tell him how much you've done for him, how much he owes you.
Okay. I took a course in psychology.
Yeah, you never let me forget it.
Is this how he gets back at us?
What are you saying?
Do things for somebody and they resent it. Subconsciously, they develop an animosity towards you.
Good morning, Muriel. George?
Oh, good morning. Bacon and eggs, okay?
Fine.
Good morning, Elwood. How are tricks?
Kind of busy these days. They want to build a road at Sadler's Forks.
Yeah. The county's really getting built up?
Sure is.
Pour you some coffee, Elwood.
Yeah, thanks.
Have some cream?
No, I have to lose weight.
Damn it, the Elwood. What's the big idea?
George.
What are we sitting around for like three bumps on a log? This whole place can become a ghost town, and everybody's investment could go right down the drain just because...
Because what, George?
Because some wet-behind-the-ears kid is maybe getting a little bit drunk with power.
Can I tell you... What's bothering
you? Just sign the damn certificate and nothing has to bother you.
The mountain. The mountain across the valley where the cable is anchored, you know? On the plateau where the bus delivers the people.
Well, so?
That mountain. Inside that mountain, there's...
There's what?
There's a fault.
What do you mean, a fault?
That mountain is... Well, I guess you could say it's slowly separating. It's coming apart.
But nobody ever said...
Well, it could be something new. It might have been caused by an underground atomic explosion.
But there haven't been any of those near
here. It doesn't matter. It could have been 1,000 miles away.
Well, how do you know?
But there are signs.
What kind of signs?
You remember the old abandoned silver mine?
Yeah?
Well, I noticed that some of the buildings and shafts are sinking into the ground.
Yeah, but that's on the other side of the mountain.
In a direct line. You've got other geological signs.
Yeah, but the foundation for the cable, that's like the Rock of Gibraltar.
George, I measured the angle of declension of the cable. It's been widening.
Huh? By how much?
Well, a minute fraction, but that doesn't matter. It's proof that there is a separation.
Well,
How fast?
Maybe a fraction of an inch a year.
So a million years from now, we can worry about it.
Now, that doesn't mean the rate can't increase rapidly without warning. I mean, it could last 100 years or forever. Or it could go tomorrow morning. It could just come apart. Collapse.
Well, all right. Never mind all that. Just tell us flat out. What are you going to do?
What is he going to do? He appears to be a dedicated public servant. On the other hand, he is a human being with intense personal debts and loyalties. He's thinking about it. And he'll have an answer when I return shortly with Act Two.
Ever see a beer drinker pour his beer real easy down the side of the glass? Maybe you do it yourself. If so, the Budweiser brewmaster thinks you're missing something, especially if you're a Budweiser drinker. You see, Bud is brewed, so it will kick up a healthy head of foam. Exclusive Beechwood aging and natural carbonation make it a lively brew. Well, anyway, pouring Bud plunk down the middle of the glass helps bring out the best in that clean, white Budweiser foam and real beer aroma. It also helps you get the full benefit of a taste, smoothness, and drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. Remember, brewing beer right does make a difference. Next time, pour that Budweiser right down the middle and see for yourself. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
People can reach, people can touch, people can help, people so much.
If you can remember World War II, you can remember when people spoke about cancer in a whisper. Once it was known someone had cancer, nobody talked about it. I'm Paul Newman. Today we talk about cancer quite openly, except for one form of it, the one nobody likes to talk about still, cancer of the colon and rectum. It's the most common form of internal cancer, yet doctors estimate 3 out of 4 patients could be saved by early detection and treatment. That means when you have your regular health checkup, especially if you're over 40, talk to your doctor about a Procto. Fight cancer with a checkup and a generous check when your American Cancer Society volunteer calls. Cancer Crusaders, people who care about people.
Your name is Elwood Markham. You owe everything you have in the world, your life, your education, your job, to your older sister and her husband. As a public official, you must certify or condemn conveyances that transport people. There is a conveyance that serves as the foundation of your sister's business. You cannot, in good conscience, certify it as safe. If this concerned strangers, you wouldn't hesitate. However, it's your sister. Are you going to destroy her?
What would you do if I refused to sign it?
Go to the county supervisor. Enter a protest. Ask for outside experts. Hire a team of geologists.
It wouldn't help. Word would get out. Whichever way it went, the publicity would kill us.
Look,
George and I are going to leave you, Elwood. Everything's already been said. You just have to decide as you see it. Come on, George.
But I...
George!
Yeah?
What was I supposed to do? I walked to the window. Outside was an enchanted street. It was as if you were in another world. Another country thousands of miles away. And all this was their handiwork. Of course, the cable car was unsafe, but it was only unsafe in theory. In practice, it could serve 100 years without a mishap. The odds of this cable car falling were perhaps about those of a plane crashing, a ship sinking. Certainly less than that of a car colliding. So, I knew I was going to sign that certificate. But I also knew I was being bribed. It was a subtle bribe, but bribery nevertheless. I was being bribed with their love, their companionship. Because after all, if I refused to sign, things would never really be the same between us again.
Hey there, Elwood. Morning, Duke.
I got a call from the chalet to hold the car for you.
Leaving?
Yeah. All right, hop in. We're off. How come you're not afraid to ride this baby?
Well, why should I be afraid? It's perfectly safe.
Is it?
Yeah. Matter of fact, before I forget, let me have the card. I better sign it.
Yesterday afternoon, you handed me this wine.
No, the situation adjusted itself.
Feel alone.
Hello.
My cab dropped me off here about 20 minutes ago. When does that cable car show up?
Should be along any minute now.
Are you going to Helvetia?
No, I have a package I want to have delivered to my brother-in-law at the chalet.
Well, I understand it's a fabulous place. I was lucky to get a reservation.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
You know, you look familiar.
I was about to, say that about you, too.
My name is Daphne. Daphne Aldershot.
Daphne Aldershot. It's kind of a wild name.
Well, what's yours?
Elwood. Elwood Markham.
That's a very sober, serious kind of name.
Maybe it's because I'm a very sober, serious kind of person.
Oh? What do you do?
I'm an engineer.
Yes, that's kind of sober and serious.
What do you do?
I'm a librarian in Denver.
Oh, you don't look like a librarian.
Why? How are librarians supposed to look?
Oh, prim, mousy.
You really should get with it. Oh, my goodness. Am I going to go into that?
In less than 5 minutes, you'll be in Helvetia.
Oh.
Will you be staying long?
10 days.
Oh. Maybe I'll see you. I'll be there tomorrow afternoon. Tell Mrs. Lucas at the chalet that you're a friend of mine.
Okay, all aboard. Hey, Elwood, how you doing?
Can you get this package to George for me, Duke?
Sure thing, Elwood.
And, take good care of Daphne.
Oh, how you do, Daphne?
She's my fiancée.
Congratulations, Elwood, Daphne.
Elwood, darling, I'll see you very soon, won't I?
You'll see me tomorrow, darling. I'll bring a preacher with me. We'll get married.
Can I be best man?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, we're off.
Goodbye, Daphne. What's that? The mountain. The fault. It's opening. It's opening.
Elwood,
oh, no. It's opening.
Elwood,
fault.
Elwood,
Daphne.
Help
Daphne.
Me.
Daphne.
Sure scared the daylights out of
Daphne.
You've been holding out on us, boy? Who's Daphne?
Oh, gosh. It seems so real.
You want Muriel to get you something to drink, maybe?
I was standing at the cable car platform, and there she was.
Who?
Daphne.
Well, that's what I mean. Who's Daphne?
I don't know.
Oh, how could you dream about a girl you don't know?
Dark hair, blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. I was always partial to that type myself.
She was beautiful. It was so real, and we stood at the platform, and I put her in the car, and
yes.
In the car, just the mountainside. It started to give way. The fall.
Oh, Elwood, it's a bad dream. That's all, just a bad dream.
Yeah, Yeah, just a bad dream.
Well, how's everything now?
Oh, it was just a nightmare.
Oh, how about something warm to drink?
No, I'll be fine.
What was it about, Elwood?
He was dreaming about a girl.
Oh, could a girl cause you that much grief?
No, I was dreaming about the mountain.
What about the mountain?
Just came apart.
Oh, Elwood, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right.
No, it isn't all right.
Don't worry about it.
What about the girl?
I never saw her before.
What's everybody getting so excited about a simple nightmare? Well, I'm going back to bed. You coming, Uriel?
In a minute. Elwood, I'm worried about you.
I'll be okay.
You shouldn't have signed that safety certificate.
Oh, come on. It's all right to be Don Quixote on the stage, but in real life...
But you are Don Quixote. You always were.
I can get over it.
And George and me, well, maybe our motives for getting you the job of county engineer weren't exactly the purest in the world.
Muriel, what are you saying?
Oh, maybe unconsciously we wanted to have our own man in office so we wouldn't be bothered with all the official inspections.
Muriel, I won't believe that you could have such a motive.
Well, as I say, it wasn't a conscious one, anyhow. It's all so complicated, isn't it? Look, next month, don't sign the certificate.
No, I've already fought that battle. It's over.
Well, then resign.
It is over, Muriel. I've had this crazy nightmare. I conjured up this girl out of nowhere. But why? Why did she seem so real? And that name.
What name?
Her name. Where would I ever hear it before?
Well, I'll let you get back to sleep.
That nightmare sure knocked me out. I think I could sleep for a week.
Well, you better get up early. You have to be in Denver for lunch.
What?
Oh, I must have forgotten to tell you. Your boss called. There's a luncheon meeting of the municipal engineers. He can't make it, and you're to go in his place.
Oh.
Is it really that much of a bore?
Denver. I wonder if...
If what?
If she really works in the library.
Who?
Nah, it's... crazy.
What are you talking about?
On the other hand, suppose there is such a girl. Just suppose. All corn, Alden, Alder, Aldershot. Daphne Aldish. It just can't be. It just can't be. Huh. But why not? Okay, so it is. But what am I going to say to her?
Is
this Daphne Aldershot?
Yes.
Miss Daphne Aldershot?
Yes. Who are you?
Are you, Daphne Aldershot who's a librarian?
Yes. Who is this?
You don't know me.
And I don't think I want to.
Hey, please, don't hang up.
Why not?
Just answer one question. Have you any plans, do you expect to go to Helvetia? I have to know.
Why?
Now, look, I'm not a kook or a crank.
Well, I find that hard to believe.
Just look, please, tell me if you plan to go to Helvetia.
And suppose I do, then what?
Don't. Please, for your own good, don't go.
Well, believe it or not, there is a Daphne Aldershot. And she is a librarian. And she is coming to Helvetia. Is Elwood Markham a man who can see into the future? Well, so far his forward vision seems to be 2020. But we can check it further when I return shortly with Act 3.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
Listen, Lou, this fellow is at the door about the home repair, you know, and he wants me to sign the contract now. What'll I do?
You don't have to sign that contract now, madam.
You're not Lou. Who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau with some advice to help you to protect yourself. Read all the documents before you sign and take your time. He'll come back tomorrow. And incidentally, keep a copy of any form you do sign. And be sure you understand what you're signing.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
No need to thank me, madam. That's what Better Business Bureaus are for. To help protect consumers like you.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Turn 18 and I'll do what I can. Find me a place where I can be me. Get ready for life.
Job and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000 or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in the new Navy.
Elwood Markham keeps having nightmares. In his nightmares, a girl he never even heard of steps into the overhead cable car that transport visitors to the enchanting resort called Helvetia. The car falls and she gets killed. But now, he has a real problem. It seems that this girl exists, and she intends to come to Helvetia, and she will have to get into that cable car.
No. 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 Daphne! Daphne, darling! Daphne! Daphne! Daphne, please! Daphne!
And who is Daphne?
I'm having this nightmare.
Oh, we could hear you all over the place.
I'm having it all the time now.
Well, who's Daphne?
The girl who gets killed.
What?
She's a girl. She's a girl named Daphne. Daphne Aldershot.
Yes?
Yeah, and she's coming to Helvetia. And I meet her at the cable car terminal at the mountainside, and we fall in love. How would I know she's coming here? Helvetia, how would I know?
Well, who says she exists? She's part of your nightmare.
Now, listen. Last week, I was in Denver, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, her name, Daphne Aldershot. It's in the book.
All kinds of names are in the book.
And I spoke to her on the phone.
Just a minute, Elwood. Are you sure?
I'm sure. I called her number. She answered, and she is coming here. To Helvetia, she said so.
Well, let's check it out. Ginny, get me Greta at the reservation desk. Thanks.
It is not my imagination.
Greta, do we have a reservation for, Daphne Aldershot?
She said she was planning to...
We do.
Find out when.
Miss Aldershot, when is she arriving? Friday night?
Find out what time. What time?
But what time? 9 o'clock. Thank you, Greta.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. Don't you see?
What?
The first time I saw her in my dream, she was alone at the terminal. Now, that's because she got here late.
Elwood, there must be some kind of explanation.
I dreamed there was a girl named Daphne Aldershot. I dreamed she was killed when the cable car fell. It turns out there is a girl named Daphne Aldershot. It happens she's coming to Helvetia. So?
Elwood, it could all be,
How would I know? How would I know?
Maybe you better,
Better what? See a doctor? You think I'm crazy?
No, you're just tired. Emotionally exhausted.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I've got 4 days. I have to stop her.
May I help you?
I, I wasn't looking for a book.
No? Then what are you doing in a library?
I was, I'm looking for you.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the one who called you on the phone.
Yes?
Yeah, I tried to tell you not to go to Helvetia.
You're the nut.
No, now I assure you, I am sane. That is, I'm as sane as any normal person, which I admit isn't saying very much.
Yeah, well, sir, I'm busy, and I just don't have time to...
Can we go somewhere and talk?
I don't think so. As a matter of fact, there's a security guard over by the door.
You wouldn't call him.
What makes you think so?
Aren't you even the least bit curious? Look, my name is Elwood Markham. I'm an engineer. I'm county engineer over in Custer County, and, look, you could check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12 o'clock. You have to have lunch.
I bring a sandwich.
There's a place just around the corner. Now, what could happen to you?
That's just what I'm afraid of. Nothing.
You don't really want to go to Helvetia.
But I do. I've been saving my money for almost 2 years.
The place is a phony. I should know. My sister and brother-in-law, they run the biggest chalet there, and it's just, you know, it's imitation.
Well, I hear it's fabulous.
Take it from me. You won't like it. In the first place, there's about 5 girls every guy.
Is that so?
No, yes, it's a fact.
Well... Will you be there?
Daphne,
You know, you are cute. I mean, you're so serious.
I'm trying to tell you...
I never met anybody who's as serious as you. I mean, serious and a little crazy at the same time. Now, you tell me why I shouldn't go to Helvetia.
Well, you will think I'm crazy. Now, wait till you hear the real reason.
I'm waiting.
I dreamed about you.
Well, now, when?
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
But how could you? You didn't even know me.
You and I met at the terminal where the cable car takes off for Helvetia.
Oh, I heard that is the most exciting part of the whole...
And we fell in love.
Now, don't rush me. Wait a minute.
And you got on the car, and the car took off, and there was a rock slide, and the cable car broke loose, and the car fell, and...
And
you were killed.
Wow! Oh, what any good psychiatrist would make out of that. So that's why you don't want me to go to Helvetia?
Yes.
Well, I must say, yes, I've heard a lot...
Before you say anything, remember what I told you about my job?
What is your job?
I said I was county engineer, and I have to inspect that car, right, for safety?
Yes, well...
Well, it is not safe.
Oh, well, then that takes care of that. The car won't be allowed to run, and I won't be killed, and there's no problem.
Oh, no, there is a problem. I okayed the car.
But if it isn't safe, why did you?
Because it's so complicated, and safe is a relative situation. Daphne, please, don't go. Don't.
It's been nice meeting you, Elwood, and I would like to get to know you better. But you're just too deep, too involved, too... I don't know. Maybe if you could get yourself straightened out,
Daphne,
we could...
you can't go to Helvetia Friday night. I am going to stop you.
How can you stop me?
Excuse me, Elwood. County Engineering Office, Tracy. Yeah? I'll put Elwood on. Right. Talk of the road being washed away.
On the other side of the mountain where the cable car terminal is.
How'd you know?
It's part of what I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Tracy.
Elwood, I just can't condemn the cable car without giving the folks at Helvetia notice.
But look, this is an emergency.
2 weeks ago, you certified the car safe. Now, what's come up so sudden?
It hasn't been sudden. I've known about it for months.
Well, then what? Why didn't you...
Well, because I...
Because of Muriel and George?
Yeah, it's part of it. Maybe.
We've lived with geological faults, Elwood.
Yeah, sure, but a heavy rain, unusual amount of snow, any one of 100 subterranean disturbances in that whole side of the mountain...
Okay, let's do a study.
No, that will take weeks, months. It could go any time.
And it could never go at all. Elwood, now here's what you have to do. Next time you inspect it, in 2 weeks, condemn it. Give me a full report. Request an investigation, and we'll bring in the experts.
And they'll only disagree among themselves, and nothing will happen.
Elwood, it was your job to withhold the safety certificate.
I know, Mr. Tracy.
Well, once again, put it in writing.
By that time, it'll be too late.
Too late for what?
Can't anybody believe me?
Hi, Elwood. Want some coffee?
No, thanks.
Where you been the past few days?
Muriel, do something for me.
Okay.
Miss Daphne Aldershot.
Oh?
Now, she's due here tomorrow evening.
And?
Call her. Send her a wire, anything. Tell her you had to cancel her reservation.
Why should I do that?
Because I ask you to.
Oh, I really can't do that, Elwood.
But you own the place. You and George, you can do anything you like.
Well, not really. Miss Aldershot sent us a deposit. We confirmed her reservation. We can't just cancel her.
What's to stop you?
Well, first, it's unethical. Second, it's illegal. She could sue us.
Let her.
She could win.
Let her. I'll pay the damages. You won't lose anything.
Elwood, please. What is this?
I told you she is going to be killed tomorrow night.
Elwood.
No, Muriel. I know. I'm not talking like an engineer, like a practical, you know, down-to-earth facts and figures man. But the truth is, I don't know. I've had a vision. Muriel, somehow, some way, I was given a glimpse into the future. How else would I know about a girl named Daphne Aldershot?
Elwood, these things are just,
Yes, they're just what?
Wait a minute. You say there was no way you could ever hear of Daphne?
That's right.
But there is. I mean, there was.
What? What are you talking about?
That night... 2 weeks ago, you were feeling bad about the inspection.
Yeah.
I came up to your room, and I happened to have a stack of reservations. You offered to help sort them out. That's where you could have seen her name.
Oh, I don't remember any of those names. None of them made an impression on me.
Well, not consciously, but that name, that sort of unusual name, Daphne Aldershot.
It's impossible.
Only because you refused to admit it. And then you had a guilty conscience about the inspection. And the two things spun around in your mind.
No. That couldn't happen.
You wanted to punish yourself, so you fell in love with a girl named Daphne Aldershot, only to have her die because of your neglect of duty.
How would I know she's a librarian?
Or she listed her job on the reservation. Now, do you understand? It's all right. Everything's all right.
No, it is not. I have to save her.
Well, hello. Look who's here. I was beginning to think I was all alone in the world.
Daphne, do you realize that's what you said when I first met you? In a dream?
My cab driver dropped me off here about 20 minutes ago. When did the cable car arrive?
You decided to come, after all.
Elwood, what am I going to do about you?
You could listen to me.
Mm-mm. That's something I must never do. But otherwise, we'll get along okay.
Daphne, can't you ever be serious?
I am serious. I saw you for the first time and I said, uh-oh, poor Daphne. Of all the guys. Well, I'll try to make the best of it. Oh, hey, look. Here it comes.
Daphne, let's get out of here.
Why?
Well, haven't I been telling you why? Don't you feel it?
What?
Feel it? The vibration. That vibration under your feet.
I don't feel anything.
Oh, boy. Hey, Elwood.
Can't you hear it?
Hear what?
Rumbling.
No, I don't hear anything.
Duke, get out of the car.
Elwood, what's biting you?
There's a slide.
I don't hear anything.
I said get out of there.
Elwood, take your hands off me.
What?
Why did you hit him?
Help me. Help me get him out of there.
What's that?
I told you. Come on, let's drag him back. Back as far as we can go.
Elwood, we're going to get killed.
Hurry up. Come on, miss.
I'm scared.
Miss the place over here. The earth is cracking over here. Before we do it, come on. Come on, we can do it. Come on, Daphne. Daphne, pull yourself. Daphne, go on. Daphne.
And they did it. They just managed to scramble to safety as the piece of the mountain that held the cable anchor fell away. Happily, though, it didn't spell the end for Elwood and Daphne. It was a beginning. For Helvetia, it was a continuation. They flew the people in by helicopter, and the place is doing better than ever. Whether or not you decide to make a reservation to go there, remember your daily reservation with us here. I'll return shortly.
Pardon me, miss.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me what happens this time of year?
Rhubarb reaches its peak.
Nope.
Muskmelon reaches its peak.
No.
Oh, does it in any way involve something reaching its peak?
No, not really.
Oh.
What happens this time of year is that you can get a really outstanding deal on Buick's small but surprisingly elegant Apollo. And with what's happening to prices, you may never have a better chance to buy a Buick, huh?
Hey, I know what happens.
Yeah?
The buzzards come back to Hinckley Ridge, Ohio.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't thought of that.
Spruce and maple trees give us the violin. And if we don't stop burning them down, we'll have a little less music. We'll also have a little less lumber, a little less paper, a little less rayon, a little less alcohol, a little less maple syrup, a little less printing ink, a little less turpentine.
A public service.
Chalk.
On behalf of the Forest Service, State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
Can you see into the future? There are several schools of opinion. However, the best way to answer that question is to ask, what is the future? Isn't the future, after all, the fabric we weave out of the strands of the present? So, if you know all the strands, all the threads, and all the stitches, why is it impossible to foresee the design? We'll have another terrifyingly delightful design for you next time. Our cast included Russell Horton, Stats Cotsworth, Clarice Blackburn, Robert Dryden, and Marion Seldes. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
Now, what is all this about?
I'm a detective.
A detective?
Yes, now. No one must know but you. And particularly not Amy or that man she's dancing with.
What danger is there?
We're pretty sure that Archer Hamlin's crowd is out to get Amy for fingering the boss.
Oh, no. You mean those crank calls were for real?
And that is why I'm here. We think this might be the perfect spot for them.
Why?
Well, we think one of them will probably pose as a guest, get friendly with Amy, and then kill her in some way to make it look like an accident.
How awful.
This is the perfect spot for it. With horseback riding, the lake.
I can hardly believe it.
Well, it's possible, Lois. And very probable.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Thank you.
This is KOIN in Portland, where the time now is 11 o'clock. CBS and local news is next, followed by more music on Music Radio 97.
CBS News. A man believed to be the so-called Alphabet Bomber has been arrested in Los Angeles. I'm Ann Crosman, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. John Goodman of CBS radio station KNX has the story on that Los Angeles arrest.
In a joint statement, the Los Angeles Police Department and the FBI announced the arrest of a 31-year-old Yugoslavian alien believed to be the Alphabet Bomber. Deputy Police Chief Daryl Gates identifies the man as Muharrem Kurbigovic, who entered the country legally in 1967 and has been working as a printer in Hollywood since that time. The unmarried suspect, believed to be the man calling himself Isaac Rasim, the military leader of the Aliens for America, was arrested in the men's room of a Hollywood restaurant. Chief Gates says the suspect was apprehended on evidence contained in earlier tape recordings of his voice. Chief Gates says there is sufficient evidence to connect the suspect with the airport bombing 2 weeks ago where three persons lost their lives and the planting of an explosive device in the Greyhound bus depot in downtown Los Angeles last week that was discovered before it detonated. John Goodman for CBS News at Los Angeles Police Headquarters.
More news coming up.
I'm Ron Swoboda for CBS Radio. You can hear me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday now on Worldwide Sports. I alternate with colleague Pat Summerall, who's here every Tuesday and Thursday. On every broadcast, along with the latest scores, we try to bring you interviews with top figures in the world of sports and then give you a good idea of what's coming up. Join Pat and me, won't you, for complete national and international sports coverage on Worldwide Sports every Monday through Friday over the CBS Radio Network.
You were born smart. Now make it pay off in the new Navy. If you're good at math or physics, you may qualify for advanced training in electronics or nuclear propulsion. Training worth over $17,000. Want details? Call 800-841-8000. Ask about the Navy's special program that gives you up to 6 months to report after you've enlisted. That toll-free number again is 800-841-8000. Call now and find out how you can be someone special in the new Navy.
Nelson Rockefeller is back at his summer home in Seal Harbor, Maine, after being nominated to the vice presidency by President Ford on Tuesday. The president had a busy day meeting with congressmen, the cabinet, and Secretary of State Kissinger. Then he dropped in on a Capitol Hill reception in honor of Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield. John Meyer reports.
It was a surprise party for Senator Mike Mansfield, who last week set an all-time record for tenure as Senate Majority Leader. The Montana Democrat has now completed 13 years, 230 days in the leadership post, longer than any previous senator, Democrat or Republican. Nearly all of Mansfield's Senate colleagues showed up to pay him tribute, and a number of House members as well, including Speaker Carl Albert. But the biggest surprise was the arrival of President Ford, who drove up to Capitol Hill from the White House just to honor Mansfield. The president noted that baseball's Leo Durocher once said, "Good guys finish last." But, said Mr. Ford, "Mike Mansfield is a good guy, and he's finished first." Then it was Mansfield's turn. "What a day," remarked the senator with a smile. In the morning, he nominates Rockefeller. In the afternoon, he anoints Mansfield. John Meyer, CBS News, on Capitol Hill.
Nearly 1,000 members of the United Mine Workers marched in Washington Tuesday, demanding the removal of Federal Mine Safety Administrator James Day. The protesters claimed that Day was not adequately enforcing mine safety laws. Day was not in his office at the time, but a spokesman denied that the agency was lax in enforcing safety laws. The spokesman said that a delegation from the agency had offered to meet with the mine workers, but that UMW officers had not taken up the offer. The march in Washington came on the second day of a national 5-day walkout of soft coal miners to point up what they say is an inadequate enforcement of mine safety rules. Back after this.
I just got out of prison.
I need any job.
No, you don't need any job.
But
you need a job that's growing somewhere.
If you think you're too busy for volunteer work, meet Charles Lucas. He's a successful businessman who finds the time to help ex-convicts find new careers.
Hold the camera steady. Okay, stand by. Roll them. That's it. Pull back.
If you think you won't be able to use your talents and training as a volunteer, meet film director Peter Watts. Peter teaches photography and filmmaking to veterans, the handicapped, and at youth centers. The fact is that you probably have some special skill that can make you priceless as a volunteer. And all it takes is a few hours a week to put it to good use. We'll help you find volunteer organizations you'd be proud to be part of. Call your local Voluntary Action Center or write Volunteer, Washington, D.C., 20013. Volunteer. You'll never know how much good you can do until you do it. A public service of this station and the Ad Council.
More losses for the South Vietnamese Army. The Saigon Command reporting two government outposts on the Cambodian border were overrun by North Vietnamese soldiers Tuesday night. Evel Knievel made a quick $65,000 Tuesday night in Toronto by driving his motorcycle over 13 Mack trucks. The old record, his own, was 11 trucks. Knievel took off from a ramp, traveling 80 miles an hour, sailed across 13 8-foot-wide trucks for a distance of about 40 yards, and landed safely on the other side. Just a warm-up, though, for his planned leap across the Snake River Canyon in Idaho on September 8th, for which Knievel gives himself 50-50 odds on surviving. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
The Oregon Beef Council has issued reports that it says underlines the need for maintaining a stable beef cattle industry in Oregon and the nation. Richard Nichols of Roseburg, chairman of the council, says the total direct and indirect impact of Oregon's cattle industry on the state's economy in 1973 was nearly $750 million. He says this is nearly three times what it was in 1964. He said the study was made at the request of the council by two agricultural economic researchers from Oregon State University's Department of Agriculture Economics. Nichols also says that for 1974, it's indicated there will be a 20% decrease in the benefits to the economy from the beef industry. Portland police late this evening say they have no new clues in the whereabouts of a young church sexton wanted in connection with the shooting death of 22-year-old William Joseph Dean. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of Thomas Eugene Creech, who became sexton at St. Mark's Episcopal Church here in Portland less than 2 weeks earlier. Dean's body was found Saturday night in the bedroom of the sexton's quarters at the church. Senior church warden Robert Bettendorf says a live-in sexton was necessary because of repeated break-ins at the church. He said no one in the congregation knew Dean or had seen him before he was found dead. Grain elevator operators say so much wheat is being harvested here in the Northwest this summer that much of it has to be stored on the ground. And they say the projected 180 million bushel harvest is only half over. Many farmers planted extra acres in wheat when the price soared recently. An Oregon legislative subcommittee says it will sponsor a bill in the next legislature to license and regulate auto mechanics and salesmen. Under the bill, persons found to have committed fraudulent or misleading practices could have their licenses taken away. Teachers and the school district in Salem remained deadlocked in a contract dispute today in spite of participation of a federal mediator. There is a possibility of a strike if a settlement is not reached by the time school opens September 3rd. The teachers want more money and more voice in district policies. The corporation that operates the Mount Ashland ski area in southern Oregon says it will know within 2 weeks if the area will reopen this season. They say it depends on if they can get a loan for the estimated $125,000 in repairs the area needs. 97 sports in Major League Baseball. These are all final scores. First of all, in the American League, New York 2, Minnesota 1. Boston beat Chicago today 8-3. Baltimore 2, Texas 1. Kansas City blanked Oakland 2-0. Detroit in 12 innings beat California 1-0 and Oakland over Milwaukee tonight 7-1. In the National League, these are all final scores. Houston 6, New York 2. Cincinnati beat Philadelphia 7-1. Los Angeles also won today. They beat Chicago 18-8. In other National League action, these are all finals. Atlanta 8, St. Louis 6. San Francisco and Pittsburgh played 10 innings. San Francisco won by one run, 8-7. And San Diego blanked Montreal 3-0. Now in the weather department, the outlook for Portland, Vancouver calls for fair skies through Thursday, with some morning clouds being the only exception. Lows in the mid-50s, highs near 80 degrees, light winds, rain chance near zero through tomorrow night. Currently in downtown Portland, we have 61 degrees now at 1110 here on KOIN. Take a little more of me back home again.
Thank you.